Hello. Welcome back to About Music, The Art of Listening. I'm Brian. We're continuing to talk about musical fingerprints, but today we're looking at the keyboard music of the past four centuries for the piano and its predecessors. We are still busy with the first musical fingerprint which I would like you to master. That is, what does the music of the four different historical periods sound like? How can one tell them apart? To help you identify the four periods of music history, we look at the instruments used, the overall sound, and the scale systems used. Our works are from the Baroque period, Bach's Italian Concerto, from the Classical period, Mozart's Sonata K331, that's the one with the Turkish Rondo, from the Romantic period, Schumann, some of his fantasy Stücke, of the Modernists, Impressionists, Debussy, The Joyous Owl, Expressionists, Schoenberg's number one from the Zwei Klavierstücke, from the 20th century Nationalism, Bartók's Rondo, and Allegro Barbaro. Because of the number of musical examples and the length of some of the pieces, I'm going to be splitting this topic into two parts. In today's program, we're going to be covering the Baroque and Classical sounds, the music of Bach and the music of Mozart. The primary keyboard instrument of the Baroque period is the harpsichord. Generally, when you hear a harpsichord, either as a soloist or as an accompaniment to other instruments, it would probably be referring to the Baroque style of music. However, the harpsichord sound became quite popular in the 20th century, and therefore you have to pay attention to other factors to establish which historical period you're listening to. Please pay attention to these features as we listen to Bach's Italian Concerto for harpsichord. First of all, there's the virtuosity, which is the difficulty of performing the music. Then there's the sudden changes of dynamics and mood. I believe that the music has a distinctly romantic sound about it, with much use of ornamentation, bold and rich sound, and pulling of the rhythm. These rhythmic inaccuracies, as non-keyboard players would refer to them, are in fact an integral part of the performance. The harpsichord had only a relatively small ability to add loud and soft to the playing, so performers had to use other devices to make the interpretation, the phrasing, and the rhythm clear to the listener. Also, the performer used multiple keyboards, usually two, which had different sounds and different sets of strings for contrast. You will hear this very clearly in the song-like second movement of the Italian Concerto. The performer is given some freedom to interpret the score. The music is written in the traditional major and minor keys using harmonic practice that was already well established by that time. It's very interesting to note how popular this concerto is with jazz pianists and how well it lends itself to the jazz style. Thank you. Here are some additional compositions of Bach for you to enjoy the Baroque sound of the harpsichord. Our next piece by Bach is his French Suite No. 1, consisting of 6 movements, Allemande, Courante, Sarabande, 2 minuets, and a jig. The harpsichord used in this performance is by Bruce Kennedy, after the 18th century German manufacturer Michael Mietke. It is the same harpsichord that was used in the previous performance of the Italian concerto. Sonata in A by Mozart is noted for classical polite good taste, elegance and lyricism, and graceful melodies. The harpsichord was giving way to the forte piano, a forerunner of our modern grand piano. The sound of the forte piano is somewhere between that of the harpsichord and the modern grand, but you should not make the mistake of thinking of this as an inferior piano. Much of the keyboard music we hear from the 18th century was written for this very instrument, and this music is amongst the most frequently heard in concert. Yes, it sounds different on modern pianos, but different is not necessarily better, even although we are more accustomed to the modern sound. The major and minor scales and harmonies used are also straightforward and easy to follow. The texture is characterized by a balanced and clear structure. Here is the music.
Thank you. Thank you.
you notice the use of clear structures in all three movements? A set of variations in simple binary form to commence, then a minuet and trio, and to end the usual rondo where the theme keeps coming around. If you would like to revise these or find more information, podcasts 17 to 21 have all the relevant information. I regard it as a loss that the music of the Baroque and Classical periods is relatively seldom heard on the historical instruments of the time. Performance on the modern piano frequently results in performances that lose the authentic style and end up sounding as if they were written in the Romantic period. This is particularly true of the music of the Baroque period. I earlier mentioned the romantic sound of Baroque music on the harpsichord. So change that harpsichord into a piano, add a sustained pedal and lots of extra notes, as Busoni was wont to do, and voila, a bona fide romantic composition emerges. These extra notes, just by the way, are to make up for what the harpsichord could do naturally with much less effort by having multiple keyboards and stops. Let's listen to some more music of Mozart, played also on the forte piano, just to give us a better illustration of the sound of this instrument and the sound of the classical period. The additional work by Mozart is the Sonata 18 in D, K576. We listen to the first movement. Thank you. So having heard the music of the Baroque and the classical periods, please listen to some more of it and join me again next week as we continue this topic on keyboard music of the four centuries by looking at the Romantic and the 20th century periods. That's the end of the program for today. Please let me remind you of my contact details and where to find information in case you missed something that you would like to hear or read again, or something that you would like more research on. This program and all the previous ones is available for you on the website, where you will also find links to the music we heard and other information. That is www.gsaradio.stream. Please remember that if you have any questions or comments, you are welcome to write to me at brian@gsaradio.stream. My own webpage where you can read these as transcripts is available at https://aboutmusicinlowercase.2020b2b.co.za. This is Brian signing off for this week.